Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT, and we are getting our spiritual feeding on. Today is Tuesday, January 4th, 2011. We in the new year, and y'all, we talking about power living. We're talking about power living on today. And today, we're going to be talking about what do you hear when the Lord speaks? What can you hear when the Lord speaks? Yesterday, you know, shout out to everybody that tuned in, but we were talking about what do you see? But what do you hear when the Lord speaks? God is so good. And before I get into the show, I just want to say, Father God, again, thank you for another day of doing your will and providing. And just because I believed in you, you provided all the things that I asked for and even the stuff that I didn't ask for. So big shout out to the Lord because the Lord is so good and he always on time. Big round of applause for the Lord, y'all. God has continued to provide a way to us. And a lot of times we say this, and I know you found yourself saying this before, saying, Lord, speak to me. Speak to me, God. I just need to hear your voice. I need to hear your will. I need to know what to do next. I need to know what you want me to do next. And, you know, sometimes we get caught up in the things that's going on with the world, but when we say, God, speak to me, God, tell me what to do. When you ask the Lord to speak to you, this is what you need to do. You need to listen when he speaks and obey. We be asking God, God, speak to me. Lord, speak to me. Tell me what I need to do. Tell me what your will is. But if you asking the Lord to speak to you, you got to listen to his word and obey. And that comes in with power living. I want to give a big shout out to my sponsors. Today's show is sponsored by Future Guru 100, $8 daily, Mixtape MP3 Promo, Mary Kay, The Mommy Mobs, Mr. Keith Molette, and we are so blessed to also get backed and support by Feed the Wolves Movement and the nation that they do rise above. I definitely want to give big shout out to Twitter Love. Oh, man. Twitter is definitely awesome. I just got everybody on there doing their thing. Shout out to Bugsy Stacks. Shout out to Future Guru 100. Shout out to C-Note. Shout out to Miss Chanel 206. Shout out to Y.B, my Christian brother in the Lord. Shout out to Unique B Blends. I love the natural things going on. Shout out to Mr. Grimm the Reaper. And also, big shout out to Official Feed the Wolves if I'm alive. Man, we're going to get into it today with the spiritual feeding because a lot of our spirits are weak. We're going to get into the scripture. Today's scripture comes from that's Kings chapter 6, verse 17. And it goes like this. And I'm going to call this today's scripture is coming from Mark 4:24. And I'm going to call it, Lord, speak to me. It says, and he said unto them, take heed what ye hear. Without measure ye met, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. That comes from Mark 4:24. Let's talk about this, y'all. And y'all make sure y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And you can log in with me live at www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspotent in the chat room. So I'm here live, and you can come and get your spiritual feeding on. You got your questions in the chat room. I'm here to chat it up with you. Anybody that know me know I know how to multitask, and I know how to give it all to the Lord. Oh, man, God is definitely, definitely so good. We're going to get some love from the hotlines in a minute, but again, shout out to the 862, the 732, the 215, the 718. Oh, all right. We got New York in the building. Shout out to everybody live on the line. Shout out to the 202 as well. God is so good, y'all. We talking about power living. I mean, power living. Ain't no more, you know, just say, okay, the new year's over. But if we're going to be living with power living, we need to have a purpose as well. So today we're going to be talking about when you say, Lord, speak to me, what do you hear when the Lord is speaking to you? And I want y'all to know. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I want to know what you hear when the Lord is speaking to you. So I'm going to go ahead and jump into the hotlines because the hotlines is lighten up. Thank you, Lord. 862 Rocker Block is live in the building. Rocker Block, what's going on? And welcome to the spiritual feeding.
Thank you. Thank you.
Rocker Block, welcome, welcome. What's going on, Rocker Block?
Hello, hello, Sister Ebony. Mary Kay. How's my clarity? Is it clear?
Your clarity is very clear. We hear you great.
Okay, because, well, you know, I like that Mark 4:24. I was reading it, and your version is different than mine.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay if I read my version?
It sure is.
You said 4:24, right? Mark 4:24?
Yeah, Mark chapter 4, verse 24.
Okay, listen carefully to what you hear. The way you treat others will be the way you will be treated, and even worse, everyone who has something will be, no, that's 25. But, yeah, that's what mine said.
Well, that's definitely what's up. You definitely right about that. Listen close to what you hear. You know, and a lot of times we say, Lord, speak to me. Lord, come help me. Lord, just tell me what I need to do. But in order for the Lord to tell you what you need to do, you got to listen when he's speaking.
That's
and
right.
When
like,
mm-hmm. You got to obey.
You ask the question, what do I hear when God is speaking to me?
Yes.
I think that when I hear him every step of the way. It's like as soon as I get to a certain point, like if I'm walking from this room to the next room, he says, pick that up. You know, he touches me with the smallest thing, you know, and I feel like, why would God tell me to do something like that? You know, I question myself, like, why, you know, is that really him talking to me? Mm-hmm. And I ask myself that. But then I look beyond that and say, maybe he's testing me with little things to see if he can trust me with something bigger, if I'm listening, if I'm paying attention and actually trying to listen to what he's saying to me when he's saying it.
You definitely right about that. Thank you for sharing your opinion. And I'm going to keep you open on the line, and I'm going to open up the line to another hotline, another hot caller who calling to worship the Lord. 202-904, you're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT, Spiritual Feeding. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Peace, Queen. It's Genius.
Hey, Genius, what's going on? Welcome to the show. I'm so glad that you're here tonight. Oh, wow, Genius, what's going on? We're glad to have you here. Genius, what do you hear when the Lord is speaking to you?
When the Most High is speaking to me, I mean, he's telling me to, you know, to do his work, to act on it, you know. And a lot of times we don't do that. We got to be patient. You know, sometimes we can count ourselves out of blessings by not listening. You said one of the key things is listening. But not just listening, but being a doer and acting on it.
Hmm.
You know, a lot of times we don't do that. And plus, I think sometimes we put things on him that we could do ourselves because he gives us, you know, the stuff, the knowledge, and the wisdom to do so.
Hmm.
He made it. You know, and I think sometimes we got to hold ourselves accountable for a lot of things because, you know, even though we live, you know, in a world where, you know, we worship, you know, this is a man's world, you know, where man does things. And, you know, he made us with that choice. So we got to be able to act. You know, when Jesus walked the earth, he didn't just talk about things. He didn't say, come follow me. You know, he went out and he did things. So we have a responsibility to go out and to actually do. You know, and I encourage everybody to do more because we're not doing enough. You know, I challenge every last institution, government, organization, you know, and especially the churches, you know, instead of telling people to come to the temples, when I look outside the temples and I see poverty, I see prostitution, I see murder, I see uneducation and a whole list of, you know, I could roll that list down the street, you know, then it's a problem. You know, we can't ignore it. We're doing too much ignoring. We need to actually act on these things to change them because, you know, we need everybody.
I like what you said about the action part. When the Lord is speaking to you, you got to take action right then and there. And that's why I asked this question on today. All week for Spiritual Feeding, we talking about power living. Power living. Yesterday, we was talking about what do you see. I was talking about what do you see. I did it because we got two eyes. One is the spiritual eye, and the other one is the physical eye. And I like what you said about showing action, because just like you said, when you see some of the temples, you know, you see poverty and you see prostitution and drugs on the outside of it. But then the spiritual eye has to kick in. And when you look above that and beyond that, you see the house of God. You see God continuing to bless. Because a lot of times that physical eye will get us caught up and saying, oh, I'm all messed up right now. The mortgage company calling my house. My landlord put an eviction notice. You know, they about to lock my kids up. But you got to get strong with that spiritual eye and look beyond what's in front of you. See, that spiritual eye comes. You know how to get the spiritual eye strong? It's that faith. I don't care if it was a lion in front of me. Me 2 years ago, I would have been like, oh, man, it's a lion in front of me. It's going to bite me. Lord, help me. I'm going to run. But now, now if there's a lion in front of me from spiritual feeding, from spiritual working out, lifting them holy Bibles up, getting my spirit, getting involved, getting active, falling in love with God each and every day, falling in love with Jesus, I know. If it's a lion in front of me now, I don't have to worry about the things at hand because my faith is stronger than my will. See, my spiritual eye kicked in, and all I can see is God got that lion at calm, and I'm going to walk past him, and he's going to walk beside me to where I'm going and protecting me now. That's that power living.
I feel that. And, Ebony, you know, I wanted to add something to what I was saying earlier about listening to God's word. I felt like that I when it comes to listening, for me, I think it's like something that he handmade for me, you know, that was specifically for me in the way he was trying to teach me and bring me up within his will, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I wouldn't encourage everybody to try to listen to everything unless that's what God wants for your life, you know what I'm saying? And as far as, you know, us going walking in God's will, I don't think that there's anything or anybody that can interrupt what God has planned or God's plan for your life, because
you can't beat the church, you can't beat the will, you can't beat the blood,
right.
You
nobody,
can't beat it.
No one can interrupt, because not only that, you know, they can only slow you down. They can only slow down the plan of God, you know. It could be a chapter or a season in your life, and then now you just have to continue on, because you got to remember, God is the author and the finisher of your life.
And you're definitely right about that, Rocker Block. I want to get some more opinions from the hotline. Y'all, now you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on tonight, and we doing power living all week. It's a new year. Now let's do some power living. But not only are we living with power, we living with a purpose. And God just gave me that. If you're going to live with power, you're going to live with some purpose. And my question on today and the topic on today is, what do you hear when God is speaking? Rocket Block and Genius, I'm going to keep y'all open on the line, but I'm going to go ahead and go to the hotline and open it up. And I'm going to open it up to 973-847. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on. What's your name and where you're calling from?
How you doing, y'all? My name is Keith. I'm from Washington State, originally from Newark, New Jersey.
Keith, welcome to the show. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Keith, what do you hear when God is speaking to you?
Actually, I hear it's most like a gut feeling, you know, like you know how everybody say, you know, I get that little voice in my head telling me to do something, but not knowing that little voice is God telling you to do something, and obviously he's not gonna tell you nothing wrong, you know, not gonna tell you nothing wrong, and I always say to myself, you can't never fail at something you never tried to do. I always tell myself that all the time, you know. as long as you got self-confidence and you believe in God, that's number one. Make sure you do that first. If you believe in God, if you believe in God and you have self-confidence in yourself and high self-esteem, you will achieve. Don't say, well, I can't do this. I can't. You can't sit there and quit on life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because as soon as you quit on life, that's it. You know? You sit there, you get on your knees, and you pray to God himself because he will help you. He will.
I agree. Because it says in James 1 where it says God will bless you if you don't give up when your faith is being tested. He will reward you with the glorious life. This is a reward everyone who loves you, you know?
And if you guys got us on speaker, you're going to need to take us off speaker because it's going to be an echo. But I definitely touch and agree with that right there. And it just came to me, you know, even with power living and living with a purpose, and we talking about what do you hear? What do you hear when God's speaking to me? We came out of the scripture today, Mark 4:24, that says, and he said unto them, take heed what ye hear with what measure you meet. It shall be measured to you and unto you that shall be given. It's important that you take heed to what you hear. Like, showing action, just like Genius says, showing action. I wanted to touch on that part right there. We'll be on our way to do something that the Lord told us to do. Let's say Bible study, revival, church. And all of a sudden, it'd be like, oh, man, I forgot to do the laundry. Or I forgot to go grocery shopping. I forgot to go pay this bill. See, the devil knows how to creep in and distract you. And how ironically, when you was out there, let's think about it, y'all. When you was out there in the streets, drugging and bugging, tricking and dipping, falling and squalling, the devil didn't really bother you. You want to know why? Because he had you. But now that you decided to say, you know what, I'm going to give my life to God. I'm going to worship God. I'm going to hear him. I'm going to hear when he's speaking to me. All the mayhem and everything start coming. Now the devil want to start attacking you. He want to start attacking you now because he mad.
He's
got
mad
milk.
That's
why
right.
Would he have mad milk? You was just mine, and now you want to have a relationship with somebody else? Oh, you ain't leaving up out of here without a fight.
Yeah, he said if he ever let you go, then all hell's gonna break loose.
All
heaven is gonna stomp out the devil for sure if he ever let you go. That's why he's so mad, because he knows if he ever lets go of you, it's gonna be a real problem.
It's gonna be a real problem. I definitely want to get some more opinions on here. I just want to give a shout out to the 253, the 562, the 202, the 718, the 973, another 862, the 414, and the 313 live in the building. Going into the chat room, shout out to everybody in the chat room. I definitely want to get your opinion on this situation. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're going to get another caller in. We're going to get their opinion, and then we're going to get into some hot music and let y'all souls simmer a little bit. I know the food is good. I've been cooking all day, y'all. I know that spiritual food is good. Let's go to the hotline. 562-313, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
Yeah, this is Big HB from Long Beach, California.
Hey, Big HB, what's going on? And welcome to Spiritual Feeding. How you doing tonight? We're so glad that you're here, man.
I'm so glad that I'm here, too. I'm feeling blessed. I'm feeling blessed. Thank you.
All the way out in Long Beach. Big HB, what do you hear when the Lord is speaking to you?
What I hear is consciousness and awareness of all my choices that I make in life. Like, that I may make the right choice. And what I mean by that is, like, basically since I chose to stay level-headed and aware of my choices that I make, I come closer to an understanding of who God really is. That God to me is consciousness and awareness of good and evil within myself that I can control if I choose to make the right choices in life.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has a choice Everyone has a choice to either do good with themselves or either do bad with themselves. But it's so easy for us to choose our carnal self, which is our lower self, over our higher self, which is that mind frame of God that we all need to be in, which I call the mind where you can decipher what's truly good for you and what's truly bad for you, but choose the good.
Mm-hmm. You're definitely right about that. I love how you just laid that down for us, gave us some spiritual feed, and Big HB then brought the dessert to the show, y'all. We definitely getting it in, and you definitely right about that. It is a choice. I love it. How good is it to have a God that gives you a choice? He don't make you do anything, but if you choose to do what's right, you know, live accordingly, love thy neighbor, love your body, love yourself, respect one another, give him praise, which is for free, that you can do it. It's some people that can't even lift their arms up right now, y'all. It's some people that can't even lift their head up and look to the heavens.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And that's why I believe in my heart, and I know for a fact that this is true that I'm about to say, that God is in everything, because consciousness is in the trees, the birds, the gold, the oil, so on and so forth. It's got a form of consciousness in it for it to be able to manifest like it does. So if I myself seek peace to be able to level my head out to the point where I can overcome all my flaws within my life by pointing inwards and reflecting inwards on myself so I can be able to see the light for sure, and I can sing that song, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to let it shine." See what I'm saying? But until I reflect on the inwards and gain that light, I'll like a person casting stones at others.
Say it, casting stones. I love it when we talk about that whole casting stones, because it seems like everybody is pointing a finger. Don't you know when you point your finger, it's three fingers pointing back at you? You're making a fool of yourself. So you're pointing out one thing that you may think is wrong with me, which is your opinion, but it's three fingers pointing that back at you of three things that's wrong with you. That's when we start wearing our heart on our chest. That hard heart. That hard heart.
Yes, indeed. That's when we take on our devious side. We choose to live by our negative emotions, our negative feelings, and our desires. Instead of taking on that conscious mind frame, will help us overcome those emotions and hold it back with the power of God, but as mastery over your emotions. A lot of people lack the fact that you can control yourself to the point where you can bring yourself more light, or you can dim your light by choosing to do that carnal thinking.
I like what you said about dimming your light. And it was a story about this man that was sentenced to hell. And then they put him in his room. And in this room, it was boxes everywhere in the room. I'm talking about all the way up to the ceiling. And each box had his name on it. And when God came in the room, he said, "Lord, before we do anything or before you say anything, what is all these boxes with my name on it?" God folded his arms and calmly said to that man, "Those are the blessings that you didn't allow me to give you while you was here on earth."
Those are
the blessings that you didn't allow me to give you while you was here on earth. Now you done died and you're going to hell and you can't get it. And that's what I say to y'all today. How many blessings have you passed up? How many, do you have a room full of boxes of blessings? Do you have a studio, a one bedroom, a house? I know some people that got a mansion full of blessings with boxes with their names on it. But the first thing you got to do, the first thing that you got to do is get open and get honest. We be saying to God, "Lord, speak to me, speak to me, speak to me." But how can he speak to you and your ears are closed? You hearing what you want to hear. God is trying to tell you something, y'all. You're now tuning in. Go ahead.
I call that an animalistic behavior, where you choose to act more with your animal characters instead of take on your spiritual character, which can make you a divine entity walking amongst other divine entities, but you choose to surround yourself with the wolves and sheep clothing instead of hang with the shepherds.
And the shepherds is where you need to be at. The shepherds is need to be at. But you know what? We all fall down, but we get back up. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We about to get into some hot music. And when I come back from this music, we're going to talk about obey. that word obey. And we're going to talk about grace and mercy as well. Call me up at 347-850-1521. We all fall down, but we get back up, y'all.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh, yes. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down. But we couldn't stay there and got up. Say now.
We fall down, but we get up.
Get back
we
up.
Fall down.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But we get up,
yeah, yeah.
We fall down.
Oh, my, my, my. We get back up again.
Yeah.
For
a thing is
so. Yes, yeah. Oh, yes, but we can't stay there. There's a seed of righteousness inside of us. Oh,
we fall
down. Say now. But we get back up again.
We fall down
sometimes, but we get back up again. Yes, we do that.
We
rise back up again.
For
the same
Welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting this spiritual feeding on and on today. We are talking about power living. I'm talking about power living, and we talking about what do you hear when God is speaking to you. And when you do hear God speaking to you, you need to listen when he speaks and obey. I have the pleasure of having Rocker Block in the building all the way on the East Coast, and I also have BHB live in the building all the way on the West Coast. God is so good. How wonderful it is that we could come together, y'all, and worship the Lord and talk about how good he is to us and still be able to live our lives.
Man, I will continue to bless his name. His praises shall continually be in my mind.
I definitely want to go to the hotline and get some love. I'm going to open up the hotline for 216-551. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. Spiritual feeding. This food is so good. Yep. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Baby girl, what's good, sis?
What's going on, Wabdai? We are so glad to have you here. This is my spiritual brother. I have been missing him, but he has been busy doing the Lord's thing. We definitely getting in. We got three great minds on the line, open live on the line right now. And I want to ask you this, Wabdai B. What do you hear when the Lord is speaking to you? And then we are going to talk on this topic about obedience.
Wow. Okay. Well, I got three stages, because, you know, I got my hard hit stage just like everybody else. So, but when he's speaking to me, the only thing I hear is loyalty. Stay loyal. Stay committed. And keep doing, you know what I'm saying, doing my will and my way and not your own. That's what I hear every day.
And I'm glad that you said that about doing his will and not your own. And, you know, I have to really, like, today, I'm going to revival tonight, and the devil was always trying to step in the way, but it's okay. But I was running around all day taking care of my business, and I'm like, oh, I got to get so I can get in the studio and set up all the equipment and get live. And I kept, you know, it was kind of bothering me. Like, I hope I got enough time to promo the show. I hope I got enough time to get everything in order. And I heard God say, be still. Pray. Be still and pray. But, y'all, I was fighting with it. I'm like, God, I ain't got time to sit still. You know, I got to set this switchboard up. I got to get, he said, be still and pray. So I did it.
Amen.
I got still, and I prayed. And what I come to realize, that I was an hour early. I was an hour early before the show started, so I got ample enough time. I got down. I got humbled. I started praying. I said, Father God, thank you for today, yesterday, and tomorrow, because without you, I wouldn't have this opportunity to do your will on today. Thank you for protecting me all day, because people was driving like they was crazy with their eyes closed. But thank you for getting me here. And I looked at my watch, and it was 4 o'clock. I'm an hour early.
To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. I definitely want to, Big HB, I definitely want to get, you know, your comments on obedience.
Being obedient to me is basically being obedient to my consciousness, which is the power of God within me that helps me see all my flaws. So the more that I am conscious and aware of my flaws through obedience to my conscious, I'm able to walk in a more upright position instead of always with my head down moving fast, I should say, when I should be moving slow, to realize all the blessings that I have in store for me as long as I follow the right path. And that's what I feel that obedience is to me. Disobedience is for me to, like, say, okay, let me take on my carnal side and just say forget everything and don't live by the will of God and just don't even put out the love of God, which is to give and not want to return. Just be selfish to myself, not focusing on nobody, not focusing on the the blueprint that I am laying for the future generation.
And you're definitely right about that. The blueprint that we're laying is being obedient, because it don't just affect you if you being obedient. It affects everybody else. When God gave his only begotten son, Jesus, he didn't just give it for Israel. He didn't just give it for us. He didn't just give it for the west or the east. He didn't just give it for Jerusalem. He gave it for all of us. Oh, man. Rockabye, hey. I definitely want to get your opinion on obedience.
I feel like I got a word, you know, directly from God to read this to y'all. It's up in Romans 13. I'm going to just read it to y'all so y'all can kind of get a feeling of what I'm feeling about obedience. It says, obey the rulers who have authority over you. Only God can give authority to anyone, and he puts these rulers in their places of power. People who oppose the authorities are opposing what God has done, and they will be punished. Rulers are a threat to evil people, not to good people. There is no need to be afraid of authority. Just do right, and they will praise you for it. After all, they are God's servant, and it's their duty to help you. And, you know, we could only pray that all leaders are God's servant for real, you know. This Bible may say that God's servant, but then you have leaders of this world. That's why we always praying for Obama, you know, over here in this church, so that way he won't get sidetracked with what they always talking about, you know, and some of these mayors and some of these senators, governors, whoever they are, you know what I'm saying? Your boss at work, your teacher in school. So we just, you know, this right here and up in Romans 13, it's you know, it kind of just shines its light on being obedient and why you should be obedient. And not only to your leaders, but to God himself. Because that he is, you know, Alpha and Omega. You know what I'm saying? Yes.
And that all boils down to basically giving to Caesar what is his and giving to God what is his.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's right.
Because you know what, and you know what's crazy about that? We walk around, a lot of us walking around think God owe us something. God owe me. You want to know why he owe me? Because he promised to protect me. God promised. God said that he was going to make a good life for me. He said this like trying to pull God's coattail.
Those are the ones that look for the easy way out all the time.
Exactly.
They don't like the hard work. The key thing to it is to pray for the wisdom and the courage to lead yourself in the right direction, but then get up off your rear end and do it.
And you know what's so beautiful about that? We all be asking, you know, for God to bless us and, you know, God make a path for me, God make a road for me. What about you making a path for the Lord to bless somebody? Making a road? What about you laying down some foundation so God can get over there? What about you going in and no matter what state you in, you know, what about you building some bridges so God can cross that water? Maybe he don't want to walk on the water. Maybe he want to walk over the bridge. Can you build a bridge? Can you lay out some sticks? Can you give your bus pass something? I'm saying. You know, you'd be like, God bless me, this, and this, and that. Well, you need to make a way for God to bless you. And a lot of us be like, you know what? Diva Mary Kay, you know what, Ev? God, I'm too bad, yo. I done did too much stuff. God ain't messing with me. You know, who am I to worship the Lord? I'm out here acting a fool, killing people. I'm just wrong. Let me tell y'all something. I love when people say, I done did too much wrong for God to bless me. Because I get the opportunity to tell them about a man by the name of Saul. And he was Paul before he was Saul. Paul went around beasting. Paul was one of the biggest gangsters in biblical time, in my opinion. Paul was going around killing Christians.
He was a killer.
He was a killer. He would lock you up. He would kill you. He was going around telling people, God, who is God? Come on now, Jesus, that's what you're talking about. I'm looking for him because we got business to take care of. Yo, Paul was the biggest biblical gangster there is. But look what happened. He was going around killing Christians. He's killing God's people. Y'all, and you talking about, God ain't got no love for me. I've been out here killing people, selling dope, selling drugs, tricking, dipping, smoking, choking. Yeah, right. You ain't got nothing on Paul, baby. But this what happened. Paul was on his way to the masses, and a voice came out of nowhere and said, Paul, why do you prosecute me? Now, this is the big OG. This is the big OG, Paul. He running around, locking people up, killing people, shutting them down. He's a big, bad bully. He's a big bully. And he looking around like, what? Who is that? He said, who is that talking? And Jesus said, it's me. It's Jesus. You know, the one you've been prosecuting. You know, the one you've been saying bad things about and going, why are you doing this to me? Let me tell y'all what Paul did. He froze. Like, oh, man. He looking around. Now he like, oh, snap. He said to Jesus, he said, what will you have me do? Humbled himself right then and there. What will you have me do? He been walking around for years killing Christians. And now when he meets the big dog, when Jesus came, Jesus wasn't even nowhere around. He scared of his voice. He was scared and terrified of Jesus' voice. And Jesus just asked him, Paul, why are you kicking dirt on me? Why you got mad milk at me? He didn't roll up on him like, what's up now, fool? He didn't roll up on him like that. He just said, why are you prosecuting me? And Paul got to the point, he got so scared that he said, Jesus, what would you have me to do? And then he went to, you know, Jesus said, I just want you to follow the word, follow my will. Paul decided to do so. He fell down. He confessed his sins. He got real humble. But right when he, Paul, and y'all correct me if I'm wrong, right when Paul started giving himself over to the Lord, he took on his Roman name as Saul. He started to go out and preach and teach the word of God. Guess what happened? Jesus broke him. God broke him down. Broke him down. You want to know why? God wants you when you broke down, you disgusted, and you wore out. You want to know why? Because he want to get the victory when your life, when you overcome the things that you used to do, when you start worshiping him. He wants you at your worst. Because when you get yourself clean, when you stop drinking, when you stop smoking, when you stop beating on your wife, when you stop beating on your kids, when you stop cheating on your man, when you stop neglecting your kids, when you stop stealing, when you stop going in and out of jail, come on, y'all. When you stop and surrender and obey, you will be able to give the glory to God. God can sit back and say, look, I did that. I did that for them. And guess what? If I can do it for him, I can do it for you.
I feel like if people are scared to experience a new thing, man, we're not only people, but me, myself, you know, we experience too much of what we want to do. Like, I'm not scared of most of the commandments in the Bible because the only ones that the ones that benefit me is the ones that I do. I don't worry about committing all the other, commandments, you know, as far as, like, cheating on adultery, sleeping with another man's wife. I wouldn't do that because it don't benefit me. You know, I used to steal because it benefits me, you know. So they only want to, you know, they don't want to stop what benefits them. You know what I mean? And if it's in the Bible saying stop it, you know, why would they want to stop the only thing that keeps them going? And they're scared to experience something new. You know what I'm saying? It's just, go ahead.
Go ahead. I once was a dead soul myself, which is a subconscious entity. So I walked around here not wanting to seek my basic instruction before leaving my earthly side and becoming a full spiritual being. So, but when I came to the light, when I got my blood clogged and it said, and I was down, like unable to move and unable to walk, that was my time to stop drinking. And from that day forth, which was August 27th of last year to this day right now, I haven't touched a drink because I chose to the light, not the darkness. And
God,
I knew what was good for me and what was bad for me. So,
and
I learned that through, like I said, being level-headed, knowing that I'm one with everything in the world. There is no separating me because we all made of the same elements. We only manifested in different forms, shapes, and sizes, and we go by color, creeds, and religions. So I feel the more I'm connected with everything that God has put down here on earth for me to survive from and survive with, I can now tap into my basic instructions before leaving my earthly side and freeing my spiritual side from captivity, captivity of my carnal side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're more focused now. Your mind is not going towards. Your mind is more focused and ready to learn. It's not ready to just do whatever no more. You have
control.
It's like holding a pack of dogs and you got one leash. You know what I mean? You got now. You got control now. So glory to God on that. I thank God for delivering,
obedient. You know, it's on topic. You know what I'm saying? What the devil commanded, and you were obedient to what the words say. I mean, at the end of the day, there will never ever be obedience the way Jesus was. Jesus is obedient, and I say obedient because. Just remember what his task was. Remember, he was sent here knowing what the mission was. At 30 years of age, he knew what he had to come and do. And at no point in time was he like, "Yo, God, are you serious? Like, you want me to really? You see what they're going to do to me? You want me to stand here? That's something like a mockery of me. Say you're not real. So, I mean, how many times as us as a human being are we going to sit here and let somebody bad talk our father?
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Our father. Mm-hmm. You know, he's preaching, hey, this is what my father is asking, requesting, and, you know, this is what he needs. And, you know, everybody was going against that. So there will never be an obedience like Jesus. But at the same token, we have to understand if we just respect the motion that we are covered by the blood, just respect that, and that'll fall into your obedience. As long as you have respect for that, and respecting and understand what the blood covering you means.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know what that means.
They don't. And, and a lot of people don't know what grace and mercy is. I love breaking down grace and mercy. God gave me some grace on today. And he gave me mercy. See, grace is when God withholds, when God gives you things every day that you don't deserve. Everybody got grace today. We here, we living, we breathing. You ate this morning, you woke up this morning, your house was intact, your kids still crazy, your wife still crazy, your man still crazy, but the grace is you still love them. You got another day to be here. And mercy, the mercy is when God withholds the things that you ain't ready for yet. Oh, how wonderful is that? Some people are like, what do you mean? Why is he holding stuff? Who told him to hold something? Hold. Pump your brakes. I'm so glad that I'm feeding myself spiritually because me personally, I used to get an attitude about everything. I remember one time I seen this dude picking his nose. Man, it made me so mad because he was picking his nose. And it's crazy because the rest of my day was all jacked up because I was walking around talking about this man picking his nose. But God knows the heart. Now, what if God said it was time for me to go that day? I was going to before God that day with a hard heart because I'm mad at his people for picking his nose. You don't be worried about what everybody else doing. You need to be worried about what your father is doing, what God is doing on today. Not what somebody doing in the world. If she don't take care of her kids, pray for him. If he's stealing, killing, banging, and slanging, pray for him. If her breath stinks, pray for her. Don't get caught up on the small things, these worldly things in the world. Because when you idolize the worldly things in the world, and when you get caught up on the worldly things of the world, you make God your enemy. We got to start living with power, and not only living with power, living with purpose. When you're around your homies and your homegirls, say, y'all know what? God is good, man. And you, and the thing about it is, we are leaders. If you are an outspoken person, people always calling you for counsel. People always calling you for your opinion. People always looking for you, inviting you to parties or whatever, or functions. You have purpose in your life to lead people. Why not lead them to the word of the Lord? You already in a position. See, they following you. You ain't following them. Direct them. Be like, y'all know what? We all need to stop right now and just thank God. Jesus said, if you deny me in front of your, in front of the people, I would deny you in front of my Father. We should be shook up by that. There should be some respect first and some fear later. But a lot of people, we sitting up here and we talking about, you know what, God, bless me, Lord. What do you need me to do? You know, and we don't know where to get where to start to get to hearing what the Lord is telling us to do. The Lord is trying to speak to us. The Lord speaks to us so many different ways. And one of the best ways and the most important times that the God speaks to us is when our mind and our heart is in a quiet place. Like them dreams. We talked about dreams. Our dreams are directions and warnings for our past and our future. See, when we get up in the morning, and we start worrying about the things in life, okay, I got to get up, brush my teeth, wash my face, get the kids together, get them out to school. We start, our minds are like highways. They're highways. And it's a lot of traffic. You got everybody in too. So God can be standing in front of you with a red flag saying, hey, I got a blessing for you, but you got to stay at home. It's coming. We can't see it because our minds is all way on highway crazy nine.
Yes, indeed.
You know, in our dreams, that's why it's so good and so what it's so inevitable for us to meditate, y'all, because that's
indeed
the time that you talk to the Lord. Why do y'all think pastors and preachers and they go to their quiet place to talk to the Lord? Because the outside world is not distracting them. You got to get to the God only asks you 10% for 10% of your time. 10% of 24 hours is 2 hours and 40 minutes. Take an hour out. Take 40 minutes out. Go, if you got to go into your closet and close the door, cut the lights off, and just breathe. Black it all out. Your mind should be black, just like that closet or that quiet place that you in. And start praising the Lord in your mind if you want to speak. Lord, Father God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Thank you for giving me another opportunity, Lord. God, I just want to talk to you right now and say, God, whatever your will is on my life, let it be done in your will. Let me not use my own thinking, because my best thinking got me in the funky situation that I am, and that's going to come if I don't listen to you, Lord. I just want to take this time out and say, you know what? I love you. I thank you for protecting my kids. I thank you for the hair that I still got on my head. I thank you for the clothes on my back. Talk to him. But don't be worried about all the stuff that's going on. Start worshiping God. Where do we begin to become masters at hearing the voice of God? The process is simple.
Hello?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
It all boils down to cause and effect. Mm. The causes that you prepare for yourself either may be negative or positive, or either have a negative or positive effect. It depends on how you choose to prepare your causes for the world. Me, I choose to prepare the cause for the world by understanding my Father, by living in my Father's footsteps, by walking in His footsteps, by being perfect in His eyesight. And a lot of people say it's impossible to do things like that, but as long as you say I can't instead of I can, you will always do what you say, which is I can't. And you won't get up off your rear end and do nothing. You will just stay stagnated, sitting in still water, collecting what you call mosquitoes and so on and so forth. When you can move forward by making positive causes to create a positive effect for yourself all the way down the line. Now, once you start doing this, that's when you tap into the willpower of God. You got to will yourself to be perfect instead of saying, oh, I can't be perfect. Can't nobody be perfect but Jesus. You can't keep crying wolf like that. You got to say, hey, I got to will myself to do better. So basically what I'm trying to say is if I get into a relationship with a woman that I know is no good, the effect is going to be no good. If I get into a relationship with a woman that I know the effect is going to be good because she's on the same page as me and that's moving forward to have things in life instead of stress over things that has nothing to do with our life, now that effect is going to be good.
And you definitely right about that. I like how you put that in order. We get with things that's no good and expect, we do the same thing and expect a different outcome. You know, if I step on a nail, I'm going to stab my foot.
Yeah,
if you allergic to peanuts,
it's
to heal the wound. Yeah, your guilty conscience, you know.
God, hey, and it's just eating away with you like Adam in the Garden of Eden with his guilty conscience.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
See what I'm saying?
Wow, that guilty conscience. Adam did have that guilty conscience all up in the garden.
That's why he ate of dust and confusion. That's why he ate of dust all the rest of the days of the life, which represents confusion, because he chose to take on the characteristics of, oh, I messed up and I can't fix it. Instead of saying, okay, I messed up, I screwed up, let me forgive myself for my flaws and move forward and do the will of God all the way.
He wouldn't hide. He wouldn't start hiding. I'm laughing at you, Adam. That's right. Because you know why I'm laughing? Because that's what we do in the world. Where can you go to hide from the Lord? Nowhere.
Yeah.
Where can you go to hide from the Lord? Let's think about that, y'all.
The cold thing about it, they sit there, they try to cover up that mistake that they made with another mistake, another lie, and another lie, and another lie, until they dig themselves a ditch. But with a mustard seed of faith, you can move those mountains of lies and become back perfect as long as you seek perfection in your life.
Mm-hmm. And you got to put some willpower in it. Too many of us is walking around here with these little skinny Flavor Flav spirits. Shout out to Flavor Flav, that's my dude. But your spirit is skinny. It's weak. And when a storm comes and when weapons is formed against you, you don't have no muscle to fight. But the way you get some muscle, some spiritual muscle, see, you got to start putting on the armor. How you going to fight? How you going to fight the war if you ain't got no armor on? This one, I'm not going to bring no nail file to a gunfight. Who I'm fighting? I'm playing like, get back. You think they going to stop? Are you serious? You know what? God is so good on today, y'all. You now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. When we come back from one of these hot cuts right here, we're going to talk about where do we begin to master hearing the voice of God. A lot of us don't know where to start at. Like, where I start at? How do I start to master it? How do I start hearing God? You know, it's not
as...
Mm-hmm.
By being level-headed and conscious. It's like when you hold your peace, imagine being frustrated.
And trying to
solve a problem. You're not going to be clear. You're going to be in darkness. Everything's going to be in the gray. Shady. But imagine being calm and patient. And you're going through difficulty. You're going through a difficult situation. Say, for instance, my mother died right now. I'm not going to break down and cry. I'm going to stay calm and pace so I can do. I can know what to do. Get my mother on that ground in a peaceful manner.
Just killed it. I don't even have words back for that one. But God is so good, y'all. And you know what? I love what Vicky Wine has got a song that says, as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. We about to get into that now. Your girl Diva Mary Kay, you're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT, man. Let's go, y'all.
My joy, all that's good and perfect comes from you. With all the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do, Jesus. You're the center of my joy. When I've lost my direction, you're the compass for my way. You're the fire and light when nights are long and cold. Yeah. You are the laughter
that shatters all my fears. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold.
Hold, you're the center of my soul.
Simple things in life. You're the music in the meadows and the streams. The voices of the children, my family and my home. You're the source and finish of my heart.
Jesus is the center of my joy, and he has to be the center of your joy no matter what. No matter what we doing out here, y'all, no matter where we going in this world, no matter how bad we think things may get, he got to be the center. I'm talking about the center of all things unseen and unknown, because we'll get caught up in a pity party. We get caught up in a pity party. We have our family come over. We call our peoples up like, yo, I'm going through. This happened, that happened, this happened. But instead of telling God how big your problems is, it's time for you to tell your problems how big your God is. No matter what occupation you in, no matter what you doing, you are made to worship the Lord, man. That's just how it goes. But I love that song because it says, Jesus, you the center of my joy. You got people right now in your ear trying to cause you some type of mess and distress. And you looking at them like, are you serious? You supposed to love me. Love me. You supposed to be there for me. You supposed to ride with me. You supposed to be my everything. But this what happened. We put our faith in man like they God and they could perform miracles. But this was going to happen. Man will always disappoint you. Always. And sometimes it's on purpose. Sometimes it ain't. I can tell you I'm going to give you $1 million. I may want $1 million for you, but I can't give you $1 million. And you're going to be disappointed. And because you love me and because you felt like I should have loved you, you are expecting me to give you $1 million. But when it don't happen, when it don't happen, this is what we do. We get into the funk. We get a pity party going. We invite everybody over to our pity party. And then after the pity party is over with them, guess what they do? They go and have a talk about tea party about you and your pity party.
Yes, indeed.
Now you're mad because you invited them into your mess. We talking about on today power living, y'all. Power living. When I say power living, I mean living with power and a purpose. You too cool to worship the Lord. You too cool to get down on your knees and be thankful for the life that you got today. But you will call somebody up and tell them about your pity party, but you won't call nobody up and have a praise party.
I agree with you, but just one thing is like not all men. Because you got men that walk in the light and you got men that walk in the darkness. The ones that walk in the darkness is like you got women walk in the darkness. That's why it's stipulated that you must have a good man for a good woman and a bad man for a bad woman. Because that's the only way that's going to mix. Because if you try to mix a good woman with a bad man, all you're going to do is have a lukewarm situation, better known as confusion.
And it's some feelings. He make me feel. She make me feel. It makes me feel.
Emotions, feelings, and desires. Emotions, yeah, feelings, and desires. The ways of a carnal-minded person that lives in darkness.
Say that, Big V. Say that. Say that. It's some emotions. And guess what? Your emotions will get you all caught up. It's going to get you homeless, get you broke, get you tired, drive you crazy, get you killed. Your emotions.
But you can control
them. Mm-hmm. Everybody,
you can control them
as you choose to. It's that free will. But you got to have something in place to remind you that I am wonderfully and fearfully made. See, you know, I had a situation last week, and, you know, going in and going shopping as the mother that I am, the woman of God that I am, and all my divinness. And I guess this lady just had an issue today. And let me say this real quick. When people reject you, it's not always personal, y'all. They may be going through some stuff. But she had an attitude with me because I guess she felt like I was taking too long in the aisle. Now, I'm not 300 pounds. She could have went around me. But I got, and she just ran around me and, you know, basically brushed and bumped past me. Now, the old Diva Mary Kay would have rocked her. I would have mollywopped her right in that store. I ain't going to stay here live with y'all. But the new woman of God today was like, you know what? God bless you anyway, sister. And I hope whatever you going through, God remove it right now. That lady stopped and turned around and said, you know what? Thank you. She said, thank you. And I needed to hear that on today. Some people encourage cause and effect. Now, I could have, exactly, cause and effect, just because I said, you know what, God bless you anyway, and I hope whatever you going through, the situation, God cover it with the blood right now. She humbled herself to me. I wasn't looking for her to get humble. I really wanted her to be blessed, but I was controlling my mouth, controlling my anger. And look how it turned out. I even got her number, and I'm going to give her a Mary Kay facial on Friday. God is so good all the time, man. We got to stop wasting major energy on minor situations.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I agree with you.
We're doing that too much. We wasting major energy on minor situations. Yes. Shout out to Jamie in the chat room listening. What's going on, Jamie? But we got to stop wasting major energy on minor situations because it just builds up and make our heart hard. And we start worrying about the things of life. And the question I said before we went into the music is, where do you begin to master hearing the voice of God? But I'm going to let y'all know today, the process is simple. First, in order for you to master hearing what God says to you, and you want to hear what God, you want to hear the directions God given to you, the first thing you got to do is pour your heart and soul out to the Lord. You know, he's the only one who really cares about you anyway. And in order to clearly and effectively, you want to be free of mental clutter and the sins that entrap you and keep you from hearing God. You got to open up. You got to pour your heart and your soul. You got to pour all that mess up in order for you to master hearing the voice of the Lord. Because everything else is going to entrap you. It's going to get you all caught up and you can't hear them. You can't be sure you're hearing from God when your soul is troubled.
You got to overcome that lukewarm state of mind and become fully hot.
Exactly. You got to come hot. You got to come hot. I had a situation one time when I was living back in the East, when I was living in Jersey, y'all. I got a $1,500 PSENG bill. That's gas and light. I opened that bill up. I said, "Ooh, Lord, you got mail." And I put that bill right there in the hallway. I had a little stand. I put that bill right there, and I ain't touch it. I said, "This they should have mailed that to the Lord anyway, because I ain't got it." But my faith in God was stronger than my will. My faith was stronger than my will. 2 weeks later, I got a call from a girlfriend and say, "Hey, it's this spot called La Casa, and they paying people bills." It was January. It was the new year. They had just got their funding. Y'all, don't tell me I ain't going to that agency, and not only did my whole bill get paid off, but they put me on a payment plan for the next 60 days at $90 a month. God is good. Not only did God give me what I was asking him for because my faith was stronger than my will, he gave me what I didn't ask for. And that's the same thing with Samuel. Well, I mean, with Solomon. Solomon went to the Lord because he wanted for the people. He wanted for his people what God wanted for the people. He said, Lord, give me a descendant heart so I can be able to judge them through your will, not mine. And God said, you know what? I'm going to give you what you asked for, and I'm going to give you more. Not only did he give Solomon that, not only did he bless Solomon with a discerning heart, he also gave Solomon a whole nother, I think it was like another 40 or 50, give me, I may be wrong, in his years of a ruling. It was just so good that God did it for it, but you got to open, you got to pour out yourself and your heart to God. You know, and a lot of times we just get caught up in the sins of the world. And you can't be sure that you're hearing from God when your soul is troubled, obsessing over life's troubles, and making it harder to discern what the Lord is saying to you. Close your eyes and breathe deeply, y'all. I mean, really breathe. Take a deep breath. You might jot down all the clutter that's in your mind. You know, empty your mind out and your cares through writing. Write, y'all. That's another thing that we got to do. We got to write down these troubles. Whatever you're worrying about, write it down. My debt, my son, my husband, my child's mother, my child's father, my rent, my health. Write it all down and just say, you know what? And when you get that piece of paper, some of us may have a little notebook. But when you get it, say, God, these are my worries, and I ain't got to worry about them no more. Because I ain't got to worry about the things at hand. And I leave this with you, and I won't worry no more. See, like Big J.P. just said, you go from lukewarm to hot. Now you hot. Now, if a pot is hot, don't go back and touch it, right? Leave the pot alone. But if you try to go back in and try to work it out yourself, that's when you're going to fail. Go ahead.
That's why I always put my life in God's hand, meaning I always... I seek clarity and consciousness and awareness of my choices that I make. So by that, I put my life in God's hand and take it out of my carnal way. Because me, I wouldn't want to understand it if it was for me. But when I put it in conscious mode, that's God taking care of my business for me. Because now I see what I wouldn't see in that subconscious mode I was in.
Mm-hmm. Go
ahead.
And you're definitely right about that. You couldn't see it. See, and that's what I was talking about with that. We got two sets of eyes, y'all. We got that spiritual eye, and we got that physical eye. So many times we looking on the physical side of things and not looking at the spiritual side of things, that God's word is yes and amen. God, I want to go back to school. I want to be able to pay for school and get a degree. God said yes and amen. God, I want to be able for my kids to be protected. God said yes. And amen. God, I want to live in a good neighborhood, and I want to be able to do something for my community. God said yes and amen.
What is Nike's slogan?
Huh?
What is the slogan for Nike?
Just do it.
Okay. All right now. Check this out. Jesus spoke of the single eye, which is the mind. So if the mind is the spiritual side of all entities, you know what I'm saying? That in everything in the spiritual realm is of the metaphysics. You see what I'm saying? So, for me, like for instance, put it like this: see what Moses did with the Red Sea as in a metaphysical way. Me, on the inside of me, I put all this stuff to apply to my life by doing this. I seen the Red Sea as being my mind, and the children of Israel as being my conscious thoughts, and the children of Egypt as being my subconscious thoughts of slavery. Mentality, mind frame that was placed on me by slave master that I had to overcome because I know I am better than that. And through the mouth of God, it is true. So I flood myself with my conscious thoughts and drown off all my negative ones.
And you know, when you think negative, you get negative. But a lot of us, and I like that too. I heard this at Revival last night. We are asking for blessings for the God to bless us, and he already has.
Yes, indeed.
He already
you just don't want to take them
has. You got to put yourself in a position to receive the blessing. You got to put yourself in a position to be able to receive your blessing. You asking for it, but you ain't show up to go up to get it. He didn't knock at your door to give it to you. You just didn't open the door and get it, y'all.
Yes, indeed.
It's that
yes,
faith.
We say I knock once, I knock twice, but people still don't get it. People
mm-hmm.
still don't get it. They just want it to be given to them. That's just like this. Me, it's like everybody like to play the role of a diva, of a gangster, of a drug dealer, of a pimp, of a player, but they refuse to play that role that Jesus played, which is the image of God that he walked in. It's hard for people to play that role, but it's so easy to play Bumpy Johnson. It's so easy to play Frank Sinatra. It's so easy to do an Elvis. It's so easy to do a Biggie Smalls. It's so easy to imitate Tupac. But it's so hard to imitate what Jesus did. Why is that? Because
why is that?
We are born in sin. We are born into sin. We sit here and like to imitate the ways of sin before we imitate the ways of good. We study to show ourselves approved to sin, but we don't study to show ourselves approved to God.
We show ourselves to approve to sin, but we don't show ourselves to approve of God. And we so caught up in the world.
We don't study to show ourselves approved to God, but we study to show ourselves approved to sin. Meaning we study sin to let them know, yeah, we down with you. I like what you do. I know about you. But we never study God to the point where we really understand and comprehend where it's coming from so we could be able to put on that armor of God and walk in that image. Be vehicles of God on the planet. Not God himself, but we become vehicles, vessels of his word, being spread highways and byways. Not just by talk, through action.
We are able, y'all, to see, but we can't see. Get what I'm
just
saying when
it.
I say that. We are able to see,
you gotta
but we can't see. God is so good. We are able
to see.
God is so very good. You able to see the blessing, but you can't see it. You can't get it. You know, you killing and you going in and you don't let God. You want to let God do the dirty work, but you gotta start doing it. So I gotta start showing up. That's what it's all about. God has been good all the time, and it's time to start putting that work in. You put that work in to get down with the people in the world who really ain't gonna care about you and love you in the end. You put the work in at your job for a manager in the corporation, who you is. You put that work in for, you know, the idle things in life. Let's start putting our work in for the Lord, man. Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And let me know how good God has been to you. We definitely going in. And when I come back, I'm going to get to the hotlines because it's a takeover. It's definitely a takeover. It's either you're going to show up or go up, or you're going to be behind me when I go, because it's all about surrender. Y'all don't know what God has done for me. Let's go.
Don't let no one speak for
welcome back, you guys. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you don't know what the Lord has done for me. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on. I have been blessed to have Rocker Block in the building all the way from the West Coast. I got Big HB live in the building offering all the way from Cali. And, HB, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
I got some interesting stuff right now. So YDOT is listening on the line, but we're going to listen in on their conversation and see what the world is talking about and see how the divided heart can get. Watch this.
No. That doesn't mean that ain't going to separate you from 5,000 miles, let alone 100 miles.
You're trying to put this in Cleveland.
What? Are you serious? We're only 300,000.
They don't even know that we listening to them right now. Look. Look. I'ma hang him up. I love how good God is. Cause he always got me paying attention. Watch this. And this is a prime example to y'all. If you praising the Lord, and if you're loving the Lord, you got to love others. And you got to want to be able to constantly love them in spite of no matter what.
Yes,
but the question is, no matter what, you got to love them in spite of how you feel. But my question, what I'm saying is, no matter what the situation is, you can't have a hard heart. You got to bring to their attention that I love you and I need you to survive. I'm going to call him live on the show. Because I had to hang him up. Hopefully he pick up. I love this. Why not?
What's up, baby?
We are enjoying your conversation over there.
Oh, I swear.
We just wanted to call and let you know that we enjoying your conversation. And it's just so crazy how, you know, I need you to survive, honey. I need you to survive. It's so inevitable and it's so important. We was listening to y'all for a good 5 minutes.
For a good five?
A good five.
Getting it in, too.
Yeah, I see y'all over there getting it in. But right now we getting it in with the Lord. So if you make sure you use the mute button, honey. That's what it's there for. We don't need to know all y'all business.
I thought I did. I apologize.
You're slipping. I need you to move. Remove yourself.
I got you.
You're there with me? Because I need you to survive. I love you that much that I called you back because I need you to move. Because when God sends trouble your way, he moving you to higher land.
Yes, ma'am.
I love you.
Yes, ma'am.
You.
I love you too. You know that.
And I'll put you on blast because I love you. It's so important.
Oh, you know, I'm gonna take it with a grain of salt because it's constructive. It's constructive criticism, so I appreciate it.
So now we here and we talking about obedience. I got Big HB all the way from Cali dropping knowledge. The hotlines, everybody is listening. We definitely getting it in. But to master hearing God's voice, and that's one thing I like about what I'm about to say right now. You got to talk to the Father. You got to worship him. Tell him how awesome he is. Fellowship with him. Adore him. Let him know how important he is in your life. Not for what he do or what he can do, but for who he is. See, we get so caught up in what the Lord can do for us, but not with who he is. And the last thing, where do we begin to master how to master hearing the voice of God is to get quiet. We got to get quiet. Like I was talking about with the meditation. Conversation is an exchange. You not had a conversation to God until he responds to you. You know, this is key. You haven't had a conversation with the Lord until he responds to you. And if your heart is open, you know when he responds to you. I definitely think that we can start touching the tree about this conversation, right?
Right.
Definitely can touch free about that situation. You haven't had a conversation with the Lord until he responded to you. And you won't be able to know if he responded to you if you don't have a heart. If your heart's not. That's a beautiful thing. So many times, so many things around us that are distracting us from praising the Lord. But, oh, I had a situation like that. I was texting somebody about the show, about spiritual feeding. He was like, Diva Mary Kay, stop texting me. Stop texting me about the show. And I was like, you know, what do you mean stop texting you about the show? It was Wednesday. Y'all know what he said? He said, it ain't Sunday.
I was on the show that day.
Yes, why not, P? You was on the show. I called her from the show, didn't I?
You called him from the show.
I called her right from the show. He said, Eb, it ain't Sunday. I said, oh, it ain't Sunday. I said, so you mean to tell me that you worship the Lord on Sunday? I said, I pray right now that God bless you each and every day. And hopefully you don't run into some problems and the devil don't come and attack you on Monday, because you got to wait all the way into Sunday to get the blessing, you fool. Oh, man. I got to shut up on that one. Bless God each and every day, y'all. Continue to accept him and let him in your life. Let him in your home. When you wake up, the first thing you should do is smile that crusty smile with the Lord. Oh, man. God, I got another day. And when those weapon be formed against you, it's going to fall off. You know, it's going to be like, you know, like arrows against metal, like a metal tank. They just going to hit it and break. Hit it and break. Hit it and break.
Yes, indeed.
In order for you to get armor like that, you got to get spiritual feeding. You got to, in the midst of the storm, like when things is going wrong and when things is going well, because a lot of people don't know that happy times can be storms.
I forgot the name of that group, but they made a song about it called Ball of Confusion. That's what the storm is nothing but that ball of confusion, that make-believe life we take on, thinking this is the most important thing when it's something higher and better than that, and it's called that mind frame of God, true spirituality.
And if you confuse and you come to the fork of the road, I like what Jay-Z said, I came to the fork in the road and went straight. When I hear that, I came to the fork in the road and I went straight. I walk with the Lord. Yes, I did. I'd have been through some stuff. And you know what? And I'm so glad that I went through it, because in order to be blessed, to be blessed is the stuff. I mean, to suffer is to be blessed. And to be blessed is to find the understanding in suffering. I say that again. To be blessed is to suffer. I'm sorry. To suffer is to be blessed. In order to be blessed is to find the understanding of suffering. See, I went through all of that pain and all of that drama and all that turmoil that my best thinking got me into, not what God's wills was, what God was telling me to do. My best thinking got me into. I went through all that to prepare me for what I'm doing right now. My show rocks 6 days a week. I got 5 different shows. Go ahead, Y-Dot. My show rocks 6 days a week. I got 5 different shows that I do. Thank God for the energy to do so.
Yeah, that's called going through hell. That's called going through hell, basically, to attain that spiritual heaven. You got what you want through peace. You worked hard for it, and you went through all the trials and tribulations to get it. So now the key thing too is holding it by always being a master over your emotions to maintain and stay above those muddy waters.
And I want to add to that though, because I don't know, I probably know one other people who work as hard as you, and is blessed, you know what I'm saying, the way that you blessed. So thank you for calling me back. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry, we were just meeting tonight.
I'm going to just say good things going on in Cleveland. I mean, business-wise, I just want to say
We here.
Thank you, Lord. We blessed. We blessed financially. We just weeded out a lot of trash. 2011 stuff.
But you know how we do. God first, family second, career third. That's how you gotta rock. God first, family second, career third. Because we all running around here, we trying to be Jesus Jr. See, I'm not Jesus Jr. Whatever your issue is, don't tell me. That's between you and the Lord. Whatever your problem is, I ain't got nothing to do with that. That's between you and the Lord. And I'm telling y'all, when people start coming to y'all, we going to upgrade this year as we upgrade each and every year. When somebody start coming to you telling you their issues and their problems and their situations, be like, you know what? I love you, but go tell it to the Lord. You need another job? Go tell it to the Lord. Your baby mama put you on child support? Go tell it to the Lord.
Yes, indeed.
Your baby father ain't taking care of his kids? Go tell it to the Lord. Go run tell that to the Lord. What?
Yes,
she ain't the woman that she thought you was. She cheated? Go tell it to the Lord. He ain't the man he thought you was. He beat you, go tell it to the Lord. Because I'm telling you.
Get that game plan.
Get that game plan because.
Get that game plan to step your game up. And get that game plan to step your game up. Tell it to the Lord. And he's going to give you a game plan to step your game up. As long as you believe and have will to act it out, you will succeed. Don't have no doubt of yourself and nobody around you. Focus on judging yourself to move forward and out of the darkness, closer to the light so you can be baptized and saved by the name of God.
And you know what? Another thing about that stepping your game up, God said, I will make your enemies your footstool. What? Not alone me defeating my enemies, how about them being my footstool, man? That's crazy.
You know what? And I'm going to say that is true from true life experience, from what I just experienced. And it's funny how the Lord really do make your enemies your footstool. Because, man, I got it. Can I do a testimony?
Get your testimony, brother.
Can I say a testimony?
Let me give you a little. Intro music.
I am so super excited because.
Hold on. Let me give you some intro music for that testimony. Hold on.
God, I mean, I'm just saying, God is so good because, I mean, individuals that you think, especially me, I'm a very loyal and emotional individual, and I break bread with a lot of individuals every single day. But the individuals that you break bread with, and they say your enemies is always closer to you, and but you just never expect your family just to be the ones to just stab you so freaking like hard in the back. And this one individual that I just had to vent on, he was just he was my biggest supporter, like a Mary Kay, like a future guru. And some just snapped, you know, the enemy got to him, some snapped. So he blocked every single deal that was just working in 2010. I mean, every single deal that we had on the table, he blocked it. But God made a way. And not only did he make a way, he put him in a lower position. It's so funny. He put him in a lower position. Now I can say, and I'm not even the one that brag about income, but now I can say, man, out of all that hate, are you supposed to come with me? Now I feel like I'm gonna have to help you out.
How wonderful is it that you're in a position to say, I love you anyway, and I'm gonna help you in spite of. Do you hear what I say?
You know it. I'm gonna help him, but it's funny. You never know. You never know why you so busy focusing on being my enemy. You just don't even know. I pray to a higher being, so it's gonna be okay regardless.
And you know what? You got a lot of support behind you. God has always provides a way, and you got major support. You know, you can come to any shows that I got anytime. We definitely promo Y.B. We definitely love him. We definitely love what he's doing. Me and Preacher Movement 100 definitely work hard. We're going to be taking a vacation. Okay, we not taking a vacation no time soon. We working so good.
I was about to say, I don't know. It's grind season.
We ain't taking no vacation.
But a vacation is definitely. Actually, I'm taking a vacation in your own, in your hometown probably next month, most likely. I'm going up there, so that's going to be such a blessing.
Holla at me, and you know I can, if I can try to work out any blessings or make a path or make a way to lessen the expense and get the blood to cover you, you already know. But I love this.
I do. Listen, when I was talking to my manager and he told me about it, I was like, well, look, you know, already know that's going to get took care of because Diva Mary Kay going to hold me down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I already knew. You know, so it's great, man. It's just good to be alive, and it's always great to meet new resources. And I'm going to say the importance, it's beyond networking to me, because networking is just networking to get yourself in a higher position. But when I network for family, and that's what I got with you. That's what I got with Guru. That's what I got with Lush. You know what I'm saying? I got family. I don't ever have to worry about anything.
Big shout out to Future Guru 100 and Lushy Lush, Lush Radio Online. We so thankful to have them, y'all. We now tune in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We talking about power living, living with a power. And what do you hear when the Lord is talking to you? It's time for us to start listening. And when we start listening, start showing some action. You know, and I love that Y-Dot just gave his testimony about somebody working against him, because it gives me the opportunity to play this song. Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's three. You're right. Come on over here. My king, Makai Sherrod, he wants to say something on the show. Live rocking with mama, live in the studio. Come on up here, brother. Come to the mic. Tell the people about the Lord. What you got to say? Speak loud so they can hear you.
What I got to say about the Lord, everybody, is you have faith, you could have a better life. If you trust in God, you can have a better life. God could give you money if you trust him. God could give you a home, shelter. He can help you a lot. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Don't trust the devil. Don't go with the devil.
Tell the kids out there. Tell them.
Don't go with the devil. Turn your life around. If you with the devil, turn your life around. If you turn your life around, your life would be with God.
That's all you got to say, brother?
No.
What? Oh, no? You got more? Well, come on, brother. The mic is yours.
So, I just want all of y'all to be blessed and have a great time. Have a good journey. And a good family time. And that's all I got to say.
Amen.
Amen.
How old are you, brother?
8 years old.
8 years old. We give a big round of applause to you, brother. Yes. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. I'm joyful right now. I'm so glad that he's here with me and to watch mama work. And he learning, y'all. He watching. Don't give your life to the devil, y'all. Oh, man, I'm so overjoyed, and I just thank God on today. I got to get into the music, Makai. You got one more thing you want to say, baby? Because I got to get into the music.
Don't give your life to the devil. Give your life to the... Give your life to cheat. Give your life to Jesus.
Can you move mountains?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Can you move mountains, everybody?
Yes, you can move
mountains. Can you prevail?
And you can prevail. Say it, brother.
And you can prevail.
Yes.
Go ahead, Big HP. I hear you.
No, I was just agreeing with you.
Go to my website, too. It's going to be some cool stuff.
Yeah, go see. Look at him. Say it again. Hey, watch out. Say it again.
Go on my website. Go be some cool stuff on there.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm about to take a vacation early. I'm coming out there. Y'all getting it in too hard. I'm coming out there.
Just said, go to my website. It's going to be some cool stuff on there. Let me get to this song before I fall over. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Star Radio. Eat and see, y'all. Let's go.
I got all the money right now.
I got King Jesus. Long, long, long as I got him, don't need nobody else. Y'all, welcome back to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We definitely getting in. I love that song, As Long As I Got King Jesus. I don't need nobody else, and Jesus can work it out. Yo, it's something about a bumping church song, just that soul clap, that soul jump, that do something to me. I just get goosebumps like, yeah. So I'm just big shout out to all the people out there that praise and worship the Lord and also praise and worship him through hymns and make these great church songs and be the choir be jumping. I love working up a sweat when I go to church. I love praising the Lord. I love sweating and working out for the Lord because that's what it's all about. He break a sweat for us every second, microsecond of the day. We can work up a sweat each and every day for him, man. I'm just thankful. We about 5 minutes left in the show. I have been blessed to have Y.B. call in and to have Big AP call in. Shout out to Future Guru 100. Shout out to Rock a Block. Shout out to Brick City. Shout out to Michigan. Shout out to New York. I see y'all live in the building. I'm so thankful that y'all tuning in. Shout out to Jamie as well over here on the West Coast in Washington, live in the chat room holding us down as usual. Like, you got to be thankful. You got to get rid of your attitude and get some gratitude, man. I'm just so thankful. HP, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, man, I'm just so thankful on today. You got some things that you're thankful for today?
I'm thankful that I'm about to start school on January 10th. I'm thankful that I overcame my drinking disease. I'm thankful that I overcame a lot of negative things in my life that has brought me to more light. I'm basically thankful for getting the chance to be reborn again and live life like it's supposed to be done.
God is so cool all the time. YDB, you got some things you thinking for?
Am I thankful?
Whoa.
Yes, I'm going to say I'm thankful for, I want to say off the top of the new year. I'm thankful for my new guy baby that was just born on New Year's Eve.
Oh, God bless that baby.
Very, very thankful. Oh, yeah, so she's going to be extra spoiled. I got a birthday on the 29th, so I'm thankful, you know, if I make it down to the 29th, if God will and allows. Definitely thankful for the Diva Mary Kay show. We're going to have an outstanding 2011.
No, we're definitely going to have
thankful for the kids.
Well, I'm definitely thankful for the youth. I'm especially thankful for the youth, and I'm thankful that God has continued to bless me and allow me to be here to use me as a tool to do his will on the day. Y'all make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. 6 p.m. The Woman's to Woman Wednesday is here, ladies. We've been working hard to get this show off the ground for the women. And, you know, I went through a lot of co-hosts and interviewing people and subjects and topics. But tomorrow, the first show for Woman's to Woman Wednesday air tomorrow at 6 p.m. And Woman's to Woman, we're going to have Terry Clay, motivational, well-known motivational speaker, to come on and talk about purpose. We're going to have testimony time on there. We're going to be talking about, before I give away that topic, I'm going to hold it for tomorrow because it's such a hot topic. But we're going to be talking about the emotional house and everything. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned in. Come rock with me again tomorrow right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. I'm going to have not only Erin Live from the on the air, I'm going to be Erin Live on Blog Talk TV. So you can come and see the queen do her thing and work. And if you want to get those links, you got to follow me on Twitter. And you also got to unfriend me on Facebook, and you can get the link to see the queen live in Diva Spot Studios. ENT, God has definitely blessed me, and I have to go out of here and saying I got the victory. Y'all keep God first, family second, and career third. I'm out of here. Bye.